This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The following program, the John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
WMDX, John and Gordy.
Morning.
In the morning.
Yep.
And another day, another big day of news. Man, it just keeps pouring out, doesn't it?
It sure does. Crazy day.
How do we do this?
I don't know. What do you say after yesterday? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, you know, there's so much news, so many things. I was thinking just kind of to break the mold a little bit. And get Catherine just really angry, and that is not to have a conversation about any of these stories. Read the damn stories. Plow through all of these stories that just keep pouring out of the administration, pouring out of the news media. I would love to just, you wouldn't believe the stuff that we never get to. You'd freak out. You'd want to stay indoors all the time. You never want to leave the house.
It's hard to keep up with everything. You're saying.
There's so much stuff. There's so much stuff. I mean, it would just blow your mind.
Yeah. Boggles the mind. Maybe we should just hang it up right now.
Call it a day and
play some Christmas music.
What do you think that would be the thing to do. Let's
just walk away. So 8 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy out there. Yeah, and it's tough on a day like yesterday in Madison.
The school shooting.
I mean, what can you say? I don't know.
I was telling Sophia, it's crazy that I've lived in two places that it's happened now. And then she replied, it's not that crazy anymore.
That's the thing. Yeah. All too commonplace. It's been 25 years since Columbine, 1999. Something like 400 school shootings, mass shootings since then. And add Madison to that list. It's just sad and maddening.
My wife is looking at the manifesto that this young girl had put out. Really? Now, she wasn't sure it was real or not, and I don't know if it's real or not, so we're going to try and uncover that this morning anyway. I'll look before we get to that particular story, if it's real, so we'll find out.
All right, well, let's move on to weather for today. It's going to be cloudy. It's already pretty cloudy out there, and it's going to stay cloudy through the day. Right now, 33 degrees. We can fire up the roulette wheel and see what the afternoon high might be. And as it goes around, spinning around. 36 degrees.
Give it a little too hard of a spin today.
You've really put your muscles behind that.
It's just lubricated too well.
I guess so. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress, where you can dream bigger and sleep better on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com and also find out about their lifetime guarantee on their handcrafted mattresses. Verlo.com. All right. 10 minutes past the hour.
Catherine has said, read for a day and it, John. Apparently, she just doesn't want our input to all these stories that we cover.
Yeah. Apparently.
All right.
Well,
No, we'll do what we normally do. I was just imagining what it would be like if we just, you know, plowed through all of the stories day after day and just freaked everybody out.
That would be a freak out.
We probably wouldn't have any listeners after that.
Maybe not.
What if we pull out a book and we read from that? Maybe people will enjoy a good story.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Distraction from reality.
There's a few books over there on the bookshelf we've got in the station. I don't know if anybody's ever read any of those books, but it looks nice.
I think, you know, if we add a little something to reading that book.
A little music or
something? Yeah, I was listening to Schwab on the way in. He was talking to a comedian who does an act, of course, really good act on Wisconsin and how we talk in Wisconsin. Our accent.
Right.
And I think if we read a book in a Wisconsin accent, that would be fun and funny.
Maybe a chapter a day or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. If we can get somebody in here who can read like that. It's been drummed out of me for the last 50 years.
You don't really have a Wisconsin accent.
I don't.
And I don't think I really do either.
I can't fake one
either. Midwest.
Yeah.
Not Wisconsin-y. Yeah.
Maybe Sam talks like a
Wisconsin. What do you think? Do you think I have a Wisconsin accent? Because Sophia certainly seems to think that I do. I, until I met her, did not think that I did.
I don't think you have much of one at all. No.
Okay. Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. What do you say?
The comedian was basically...
Breckenridge?
Yeah. He was basically saying that, you know, I always used to follow everything up with or no. Or no. Are you going to go to the concert or no?
That's
people,
a good line.
People pointed that out. It's a fantastic way of describing it.
Yeah, or no. Okay, let's get to the National Day calendar. Is it or is it not? National Say It Now Day. Is it National Maple Syrup Day? How about National Wright Brothers Day? Mm-hmm. Or National... Percolating Coffee Day. That's an easy one today, boys.
Wow. It's not National Percolator Coffee Day.
Well, you are right for a change.
Because Sam brought in his percolator today,
well,
so we could try some of that
yesterday.
Coffee.
Yesterday, you never actually tried any when I brought it in last time.
Right, so today we're going to try some.
Yeah.
And, is it done? How do you know when it's done?
It's got a little light on the side.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. So... our listeners out there right now are wondering, well, what does that do for us? You know, you're going to taste coffee. How are we going to enjoy that?
Everyone is going to go out. I think they still sell them new, actually. Everyone is going to go out to Walmart and buy themselves a percolator.
Yeah.
They're going to try it out with us.
They have them at Walmart?
I think they might.
I think they have them everywhere. Okay. Yeah. I know you go to the resale shops. They have a lot of them there. But, I don't know. You know, that's one of the pet peeves that I have of all time in radio.
What's that?
We used to have people in who brought food in, and we described that food to people, the listeners, and we'd have great lunches, and we'd have great breakfasts.
Right.
And people would bring fantastic food in for the announcers, and we'd sit there, oh, this is the best. Yeah. Oh, you should try this. Oh, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, listeners... not getting it.
How many people do you think thought that you were making it all up, that you weren't actually eating any food?
No, there's the thought. We could have made all that up.
You could have, yeah. To.
Yeah. Well, we've had a pretty good supply of food here, it seems, at least lately, because of the holidays.
Exactly. I was hoping, you know, the Sugar River pizza, I was glad they didn't bring any in because, again, it would be one of those situations where we're having pizza, we're eating it. In front of you, our listener, and that's so rude.
It's rude.
It's rude.
Very rude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the way it is. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You know, the same thing with talk shows. You know, the early morning talk shows and the big networks, they have all these food people in. You know, they always taste food, and it makes me angry because
you can't have any.
I don't know what it tastes like. Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is right up your alley, this National Day calendar today.
Oh, yeah?
National Say It Now Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Say It Now Day is a day to tell your friends and loved ones how important they are by expressing gratitude for all the ways they've impacted our lives. So, you know, be nice to your family and friends. With the year winding down, perfect time to show gratitude. Gratitude seems to be the word here.
You
mentioned it a couple of times here.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to make time for gratitude, according to the National Say It Now Day folks. But they have a little company, wow. I guess. Gives us a chance to pause and reflect on what people mean to us. Mm-hmm. We encourage people everywhere to take a moment to tell them, okay, this is pretty much just going in circles here. Let's move on. We all have a lot of gratitude for all of our family and friends. Okay.
You know, it's funny because when you said that, we're pretty much going in circles. No.
Yeah. It made me realize
that I'm just sitting here, you know, in a daze listening to what you're saying.
And you're just pretty much
saying it over and over and over again.
You want me to read it again?
No.
Okay.
And remember, we're gonna try and phase, you know, this National Day calendar thing out.
We're gonna phase it out
because we have already read this stuff last year.
But it's been a year,
it doesn't change.
It doesn't. Okay. It's National Maple Syrup Day. Well, until we find something to replace this,
this is fun stuff. Oh, you know, sure. Maybe there's something new in here.
Oh, yeah.
We never covered before.
National Maple Syrup Day is today. Get the flapjacks ready. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember when we used to go down to the place down the street there? That
Short
was fun.
Stack. Those were great fun place. Days. I love that.
Anyway.
It's a funny coincidence because my son came up this morning as I was getting ready to leave for work.
Yeah.
I had some French toast, French toast, and I had the maple syrup on it. And it's really good, dark maple syrup, good flavor. But he's saying, you know, I want to get my Canadian maple syrup again. Okay. It comes in cans.
Oh, Canada.
So he's looking for it online.
Yeah.
So he wants to get good maple syrup for the French toast.
Oh. You're making me really
hungry. Are
people
using a whole can's worth of syrup at once?
No. No.
How do you reseal it then?
You put it in a bottle of some sort. You know, we have a maple syrup bottle that we normally just recycle and keep using. Pour the other syrup in. And it's cans, you know. It's cans in Canada.
Yeah. Well.
But it's really, really good.
Yeah. You got to get the good stuff. Yeah.
You really do. And if you're buying maple syrup, get the dark stuff, the flavorful stuff. Sometimes on the label they tell you heavy flavor or for cooking or some weird thing like that. But it's really that's the maple syrup, not the light stuff.
Right. There are different flavors there. I don't know how to pronounce this word. Can you check that out? You see that? Or word that begins with an X?
Xylem? Yeah, I think so.
Xylem sap?
Yeah.
Sugar maple. There's red maple, black maple trees. The maple syrup comes from different kinds of maple trees.
I did not know that.
Trees in cold climates. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Okay.
All right.
Enough on maple syrup.
Okay. All right.
One more here real quick. Wright Brothers Day. It's Wright Brothers. They flew that plane on December 17th. Oh. They went up in the sky, flew it around a little bit. Orville and Wilbur, first successful flight on December 17th, 1903 near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Does that count as reading from her history book?
I think so. Well, kind of.
Now we don't have to open it this morning?
Well, we're going to open up the history book here in just a minute.
You can't stop me, John. Yeah.
Sam's got that look in his eye this morning.
Yeah. Possessed.
Also, really interesting hairstyle. Okay. 18
it's
minutes
called
past.
Bedhead.
Look like Flock of Seagulls kind of thing going on. 19 past. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. John Gordy in the morning.
Good morning to you. 21 past the hour, cloudy and 33 degrees. Why are we playing The Simpsons? Is it time to? Does this have something to do with our history book thing?
Oh, boy, does it.
Oh, must. Okay.
Ready to open the
book. This is a big day for The Simpsons.
Why don't you try opening the book slowly for a change?
Yeah. Just
I don't know if that's...
So the dust doesn't go far. You always slap it down and
I will
throw it open.
I'll try.
That's half the problem. Cough.
Oh, God. It's so heavy. It's such a heavy book. I just can't
there's a lot of history.
Grip the cover well enough to... Yeah, there's so much history being made every minute of every day.
Well, I guess that didn't work.
Yes, we played the Simpsons theme. Okay. Today in 1989, the Simpsons made their debut on TV.
Mm. That was a wonderful day, I guess.
That's a long-running show, for sure.
Yeah. Which one of you has the Simpsons watch? Is it you, John?
I have one.
Oh, you do, Gordy.
It's broken, but I'm going to get it fixed. Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a original Bart Simpson watch, only given out to the program or the marketing people that were Fox affiliates at that time.
And you worked at Fox 47
you got
at
me
the time.
One.
Did I get you one, too?
I think you got me one, because I have a Simpsons watch.
Is it
a Bart Simpson?
Is it got Bart on it? Yeah. Does it still work or no?
No. I mean, you know, the batteries ran out a long time ago.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to get mine fixed. It might be worth something.
Well, it probably doesn't need to be fixed, just a battery put in.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And does that debut... of their TV show, or was that when they appeared on the Tracy Ullman show?
I think it's the Tracy Ullman show debut, because I think the actual season one debut was in 1990. I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
Does it make you feel old that my mom was still in high school when that happened?
God.
Oh, good.
I can't feel any older.
We had to throw that in, right? Now we feel old. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Creaky.
Every day Sam does something to make me feel old, older.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Gordy. Yeah.
No charge for that.
Let's see. What else we got in the history books? Today, in 1933, the NFL hosted a championship game for the first time. It was the Bears versus the Giants. The Bears won.
The Bears won?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
It happens.
It can happen from time to time. Today in 1963, the Clean Air Act was passed. Of course, some people want to get rid of that now. They don't.
Well, now that we have clean air, we don't need that anymore.
We cleaned it up. Now we don't got to worry about it.
That's right.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Some recent history. Today in 2010, the incident that began the Arab Spring protests happened.
I'm trying to think what that was. What was the incident?
I forget who it was exactly, but somebody lit themselves on fire in a street in protest and led to a number of democratic uprisings in a couple countries in the Middle East.
Okay.
It's also
the opposite of that, of course, is the emoji that Sherry sent us this morning of
that. What did she send us?
It's a bird wrapped up in Christmas lights.
Oh, poor bird. It's a penguin.
Oh, it is a penguin. Yes.
I see. It's wrapped up in Christmas lights and kind of dancing back and forth. That's cute.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
She always brightens our day.
She does.
She does.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've got one birthday today. It's Pope Francis's birthday. Happy birthday to the Pope. He's getting pretty old. He was born in 1936.
Wow.
Which would make him
92?
Nobody can do math.
He's one of the better popes.
94.
He's been one of the better popes.
Yeah. Is that right? No, it's not 94.
Yeah, Catherine's up this early in the morning. What is she doing up this early?
88. There we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Finally figured it out. Okay.
There's a reason I stopped going to school to be a math teacher.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, you know what? Just keep your math in the classroom and don't bring it in here.
Yeah.
Catherine was wondering if she heard a seagull, and you did in the song. That we were
the flock of seagulls.
Learning to Fly by Tom Petty. There's bird sounds at the end.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not your imagination. You're not hallucinating on coffee. Mm. We've got percolator coffee, by the way.
I can't wait to get
already
to
make it.
Yeah.
It should be done.
I've got some in my cup right now.
Yeah. Is there a noticeable difference in the taste from whatever you normally have?
Depends what kind of coffee you use and how it's. I mean,
what kind of answer is that? We're just asking you.
You can make it taste however you want.
I don't care what coffee you use.
Okay.
What's the flavor like?
Well, percolator's got a smaller basket than in like a drip maker, right?
Yeah.
And so you got to use coarser coffee. Otherwise, it'll overflow because it doesn't drain fast enough.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's coarser ground and it tastes a little different because of that.
All right. Well, I know you probably made it correctly. I'm not questioning whether you made it correctly or not. How does it taste?
Go try some. You'll try some in 3 minutes when we go to commercial.
All right. We'll do that.
All right.
Is it decaf or regular calf?
It's just regular, I think.
Did you pick out a flavored? Is it Hills Brothers or Maxwell House? Just something like that?
Well, I couldn't find any like coarse ground stuff like in a can, so I had to go to the grocery store and actually buy beans there.
Oh. And then grind
them. I don't remember what I got.
Yeah. I've got a grinder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
I don't.
Good for you.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. What do we got coming up later today?
Well, we've got coming up later on?
Something we've never done before. But
we've got a little game to play with the Humane Society. Is that correct?
Yes, Dane County Humane Society.
We're going to play board games with dogs?
Close.
Different kind of game.
No, it's a dating game.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been looking for a dog, and we're going to try this dating game thing.
All right.
Gordy is the spitting image of an eligible bachelor.
I don't know about you, but I'm just going to sit back and watch this unfold.
I know. Thanks for your support.
No one's talked to me about this. I'm just fine. I'm going to be the audience. I'll clap or boo.
I think the idea is we're going to do this for several weeks.
Oh.
And probably pick a contestant each week that'll be in the finals. Something like that.
So we're gonna reject.
They're not gonna reject
animals, dogs, pets, cats.
These will still be available for anybody to
we're just gonna
adopt.
Say, well, that dog's not that cute. You know, I think we'll move on.
No, it's not like that.
The dog dating game.
You'll
right?
see how it all. We'll all find out together. We're kind of workshopping this thing as we go. So I just think it happened.
I'm thinking that.
Okay.
All right.
And what else?
Also, what we got coming up is. Vouchers closing at least 24 public schools in West Virginia.
Oh, man.
Very odd. We're going to also talk to Busted Pencils about this in a couple of days.
Okay.
So it's a big story.
Excellent. 29 minutes past the hour. Coming right back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
It's John and Gordy in the Morning, and we've got Idiocracy for you. Stories that are just too hard to believe sometimes,
yep.
But, we got to keep moving forward.
That's it.
Yeah. And this, it's kind of moving backwards. Vouchers have forced the closing of 24 public schools in the state of West Virginia. West Virginia's voucher program sent 10,000 students to private schools last year.
Wow.
One school community lost $1 million in funding. Now the state is closing 24 schools because of the voucher program.
They're closing 24 public schools.
That's right. And we're going to talk to Busted Pencils, Tim Slecker, in the next couple of days about all of this. He wants to definitely talk about this story. The results, Charles Goff, mayor of the town of 100 in Wetzel County, said this to the board members, and I thought this is just, this says it all here, and I've been talking about this a long time, driving through one of these small towns in northern Wisconsin that lost their elementary school.
Right.
This sums it up. He said, most towns die after a closure of a high school. They lose incorporated status. They lose elected officials in town, and it leads to fire departments closing and town charters being revoked. That includes losing EMS. We're an hour away now from the hospital and fire and EMS, which are crucial to our community. That's what happens to a small town when their schools close.
Isn't that something?
And vouchers have caused this. And it just continues. And, you know, this isn't a new story. This is what's going on all over the country. We're ignoring it. These are local stories that we don't get to read about nationally. And this is another big red flag that we should pay attention to this. You know, right. Just having a voucher program isn't the be-all, end-all. I've never understood why we want to escape schools instead of fixing the schools. Well, my school is really horrible. I want to go to a private school that has absolutely no oversight by the state and your tax dollars. No one's watching what they're doing, and we're going to just send people to it. Again, it's not logical. It doesn't make any sense, and it's not worth your money.
And the impact of closing of public schools, it impacts, like you just read, the whole community.
Right.
The whole community, because that's a gathering place for high school football or basketball or for, you know.
Bake sales, all kinds of activities. Whatever you want to put together. Yeah.
Yes, you know, concerts.
Well, during the summer, you know, they have their softball games, soccer games. They just have things going on at these schools.
Yeah. And choir concerts, all these things.
Yeah.
Just gone.
And the town folds up. It just, you know, everybody stays in their houses. They're not getting back together again.
Yeah. And to be an hour away from the nearest hospital now in that area, Wetzel County.
Yeah.
West Virginia. Jeez.
In these statewide programs, you know, in Arizona, they have a statewide voucher program. And it costs, you know, an exorbitant amount of money. They made an estimate of how much it would cost. It went so far beyond that cost, the estimate, that it's just ridiculous. They're going broke. Mm. Basically, the state's going broke just funding this voucher program that they have in Arizona. And it's going to happen everywhere else. It's funny, when this happens in Arizona and all these other states decide to pass that same voucher law in their state,
why
would they do it then? They're seeing another state go broke instantly because it costs too much money, and yet they go ahead and do it anyway. It's ideology. Yeah. And we were run like that when Scott Walker was the governor. It was pure ideology. It didn't make any sense. It didn't help people in the state, the stuff that they passed and they did. It was something, it's a wish list for their party platform. It's what they want to accomplish. Not helping people, not solving problems in the state, just doing what they need to do to make their party, the dominant party. Mm-hmm.
Sam, does that make you want to be a teacher even more? Schools are closing.
Well, I'm trying to remember what exactly I put on my application essay, but I said something along the lines of, like, with all of the terrible things going on in education and, like, the world in general today, I think now is the time not to, like abandon our kids in public education, but to double down and like put even more effort into it.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good. Good thought.
All right, now let's get to this this drone problem that we have.
Still happening?
Boy,
do we have any more information? Is
anybody
aliens?
Shoot one down yet?
Invasion of the drones.
Cast a net over them.
Well, this is the crazy. Okay, I think the whole thing is crazy. why don't we just tell people what the hell's going on instead of playing this cat and mouse game? God, I just don't get this. It's like the weather balloon situation. My God,
well,
tell us the truth.
Yeah, White House said nothing to worry about.
I know.
That was the headline.
Please help me. Okay. All right, anyway, Politics Video Channel discovered them lately. They're pretty credible.
Okay.
Anyway, they came out with this. Republicans are accusing Joe Biden of using the drones to create a chilling government plot to suspend the Constitution and stop Trump from becoming president.
Wow. This is connected to the drones flying around?
You know, I had no idea that this was taking place.
It's all a plot.
It is a plot. In fact, it's so much a plot that even Roseanne Barr found out about it.
Oh, boy. Can't wait to hear what she had to say.
Oh, she posted the meaning of this is what they're saying it is. It's Project Blue Beam. Okay. So what is Project Blue Beam? And Roseanne Barr was able to help us with that. She said, here we go. Project Blue Beam. Roseanne here. is pushing this, it poses the idea that the government is faking an alien invasion to usher in the Antichrist and one world government. Okay, so we're bringing in the Antichrist. It's an alien invasion, and it's going to be a one world government. Well, just anything else you want to add to that?
I think that's enough.
Wow. And of course, crazy Charlie Kirk is out there talking about this stuff too. You know, this is Charlie Kirk news.
Oh, good.
I just had to warn you. It's Charlie Kirk news. He has a news network now. He says, we are effed. The drones are Project Blue Beam.
Wait, I can almost hear him outside the studio here. Yeah.
Oh my God, he's right.
They're everywhere.
Charlie Kirk is right.
Are they coming to watch us now? Are they spying on the Johnny Gordy show?
Yeah, oh my God. Hey,
wave.
Yeah. They're probably recording this.
Okay. They came and they went. Okay.
Well, they spotted us. Now they're going to come and get us.
This is the first time I've ever seen that Charlie Kirk is right. And he says the government is not investigating. They are doing this. Whatever you see in the coming days is not good. Wow, that's pretty brilliant.
How does he come up with stuff like that?
Charlie Kirk News is just riveting.
That's amazing.
Yeah. By the way,
he got it right.
That stupid comment that I just read was viewed by 7.8 million people.
Charlie Kirk has that many people?
I'm telling you, this right-wing news web that they have out there is just crazy. And that's why Trump is, you know, basically saying that is why he won. Right?
Because of the Charlie Kirks of the world, in fact, and Joe Rogan.
Why don't we play that? I've got Cut 92, and this is Trump podcast appears to have impacted the 2024 voters, right? And this is... this is from Breitbart. Oh, well, let's check it out here.
Trump made hay with young people. He made hay with young people. Why?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and I pinpointed this, and one of the biggest stories of this election that very few people are talking about is his podcasting strategy, which it seems obvious in retrospect, but it was truly revolutionary that what he did at the very end of the campaign is he was hitting these huge shows that were apolitical. A lot of them were comedians, and a lot of them spoke to people that were gettable voters who their whole impression of Donald Trump, Larry, was that he was this bad orange man that was filtered through the establishment media. They did the math of the Trump campaign that only 37% of the people who are voters are getting their news from the MSM. And they went around it and they went to these podcasters. It was truly brilliant. This is one of the most unbelievable culture shifts of our time. And it's only going to get better for us.
Okay. So it's getting better for them, you know, in this right-wing web of nightmarish news. At the same time, people are moving away from mainstream news because Trump has vilified them and said that they're lying.
Yeah, fake news.
They're constantly lying. Fake news.
Been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah. So you say it enough and people start doubting whether it's something that they should watch. Believe.
Yeah, they start thinking, who can you believe?
Right.
Right? Just the lies just keep coming.
And that's what people are mostly worried about with the Trump administration, new presidency, is that they're going to undermine everything and create a question mark for everyone in the country about news, everything they hear and see. And it'll create doubt in this country when it comes to the responsibility of government.
Right. And doubt and apathy, too.
Yeah.
People just don't care anymore.
So we have to come back from that eventually.
It's a long walk back.
Not good.
No.
Not good. Okay, let's get to something just as crazy. And this is Nancy Mace. So you probably heard about this already. Midas Touch got a hold of this, and they got to the bottom of this victimhood that Nancy Mace is going through right now. She was walking around with a brace on her arm.
What happened?
Yeah, but she shook hands with a transgender individual.
Oh.
Let's play cut 86. Let's see what
Nancy Mace announces on Tuesday that she was assaulted by a transgender activist. She wrote the following, quote, "Yes, I was physically accosted tonight. More to come." Mace called the police on this individual, and they ended up getting arrested. And Mace spent all day Wednesday walking around with this giant cast on her arm. Later, she wrote, quote, I was physically accosted at the Capitol tonight by a pro-trans man, and she censored the word trans, you could see. One new brace for my wrist and some ice for my arm, and it'll heal just fine.
Unbelievable.
Nancy Mace is a complete and total liar. It turns out that Nancy Mace went to a national foster youth event at the Capitol when she was approached by a transgender activist named James McIntyre. And three witnesses say that McIntyre did nothing more than shake her hand normally and asked her to protect the rights of transgender people. That's it. That's all that happened. And Mace got this person arrested and lied about being assaulted. And this isn't the first time that Mace has been caught in a hoax. In 2021, she claimed that her house had been vandalized with Antifa symbols and profanity. But the people quickly realized that the writing around her home just so happened to be in her exact handwriting. These upside-down U's that she drew to dot the I's were a dead giveaway. Something is seriously wrong with Nancy Mace.
God. You know, when you do, you know, it's something clever like a, you know, an upside down U for right. a dotted I. Okay. Yeah, things get a little obvious at a certain point. They're not brilliant people, and Nancy Mace is just one of those individuals. All right.
I hope she's going to be okay. She go to the doctor and she got a cast and yeah. maybe had an X-ray. You know.
Well, I'm sure she had it examined by an actual physician. We maybe RFK Jr. looked at it. Who knows?
We should send her a get well card.
Oh, God.
It'll be okay.
Somebody wrote here, Trump is like the monorail salesman from The Simpsons.
Okay. We're getting plenty.
Oh, here, yeah. Charlie Kirk is another Scott Walker.
That's from Mark in the sack there.
That's right.
Okay.
And when people are desperate, they are easier to manipulate and control.
Well, that's true. Matt from Middleton, thank you for that text. You can text us at 608-879-8255.
Which describes us, by the way. We've been desperate for a long time. So Catherine is now manipulating and controlling us like puppets here.
Oh, like marionettes. Yeah, that's it. Okay, coming up next, we are ready for the Dane County Humane Society dating game.
Oh, gosh.
The question is if you are ready, Gordy.
Really? Okay. We'll find out what it's all about coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the John and Gordy Morning Show. And now it's time to play the dating game with the Dane County Humane Society.
Yay!
Hey, all right. Jim Lang is not with us.
We don't have the big glasses that he used to wear.
No. But we do have Elizabeth with us from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi. Good morning.
Now, I'm not looking at the screen, but if our listeners want to, they can check it out on YouTube or Facebook or X somewhere, and they can see what John is looking at right now.
That's right. Ooh.
And Elizabeth, I guess how this is going to work, I guess everybody knows, or maybe some people know, I've been looking for a dog for a while. I lost my last dog a couple of years ago, and I've been holding off on getting a I would prefer a dog. I guess I'm open to some other options. But in any case, you are going to describe our contestants for today. And we'll do several rounds of this, I think, over the next few weeks. And perhaps out of all of this, maybe I'll select a new companion.
That would be nice. You know, you're a little hard to live with at this point.
I guess so. But Elizabeth, how are things at the Dane County Humane Society this morning?
They're going good. We've been pretty busy lately. I know we're getting a transfer of some more pets to add to the pool to choose from soon. So it's exciting.
All right. Well, why don't we start out with you describing, there are three contestants. Is that correct?
Yes.
There are.
Okay. I think some music might help on this. So why don't you tell us who the contestants are this morning? Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so we've got our first contestant. It comes as a package deal. So we've got Cookie and Corny. And then we've got Stetson. And then we've got Snow.
What? Wait, what was the last one?
Snow.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's focus on what was the first one's name again?
Cookie and Corny.
Cookie and Corny. So there are two.
It's a two for one. Yep.
Two for one.
They're a bonded pair.
Okay. How old are they?
They're adults. We're not exactly sure, but we think about a year old. So.
Do they have four legs each?
They do.
Okay. Do they have fur?
They do.
Okay. John, would you like to help me out with any other question? You want to give me a...
I would like to, but you know, I can't really see the picture very well.
You got to zoom in on it a little more.
Zooming in would really help. But
okay. I'll say they're small in size, they've got a big personality.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. All right, let's move on to contestant number two.
Stetson.
Stetson?
Stetson.
What can you tell? How big is Stetson? Is Stetson bigger than a bread box?
Yes.
Really? Is it?
Yes. Much bigger.
Does it have a tail?
He does have a tail.
And four legs.
Four legs. Yep.
Two eyes.
Okay. Two eyes. He's got a nose.
Does it have fur?
Fur.
Is it
yep.
Long hair fur or short hair fur?
Between short or yeah.
Stetson is the.
You know,
okay.
You could ask the same set of questions for the next contestant as
number
well.
Number three.
Snow. So let's kind of cruise past the four legs tail thing.
Four legs. He's got fur.
What can you tell me about Snow? How old is Snow?
Snow's an older lady, so she's about 10.
Okay. 10, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Very mature.
Okay. Does it seem like a happy, friendly animal?
Oh, yes. She's a confident and very affectionate lady.
All right. Okay. I'm sort of leaning toward the second one.
Stetson.
I think that would be my selection for this week.
All right.
And maybe move on to the next round. Okay?
All right. Yep.
He definitely knows how to steal the spotlight, so.
Okay. And I'm going to guess Stetson is a dog. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay.
Stetson looks like he's stealing something well.
Can I look at Stetson? Okay. Oh,
does
Stetson
he have a
looks very
in
friendly.
His mouth? Is that what's
Okay, and so right. Snow is a cat, and I can't see the first.
Yeah, I don't know what those
it's
are.
It's a pair of other guinea pigs or hamsters?
They're guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
Okay.
Pigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're both male.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope somebody else adopts the other two, but I would go right now with Stetson. As being my choice in this round, and we'll have another round in a couple of weeks,
All right.
Is that the way that works, Elizabeth? All right. Well, thank you very much. I think this was very successful for the very first time around.
We found out that they have four legs, a tail.
They all have fur.
And fur.
Well, those things are important.
They are.
I mean, yeah, you could get a hairless Sphinx cat on here or something. You never know.
Elizabeth, thanks for playing our game, and we love the people at the Dane County Humane Society. You do good work. People want to find out more about what you're up to. What's the website?
Yep, it's www.giveshelter.org.
All right. And we appreciate all that you do for all the pets.
And for putting up with Gordy
and
me.
And for putting
up
with our shenanigans. All right.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Okay. Somebody wrote in, Gary writes in, what's a bread box? okay. Yes, and we didn't mention. I think we did mention it was on YouTube a couple of times.
It was on YouTube. Okay. Yeah. Well,
so you can go back and look.
Probably still is.
Okay. Again, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Okay. I think that went reasonably well.
You would.
So
I'm sitting here ready to pack my bags and leave.
I need better questions, I guess.
No.
Stetson, I couldn't
see you stumbled on the problem that they're all animals.
I want to bring back the one-legged dog. I want to see a one-legged dog from the Dane County Humane Society.
I know that was my mistake.
Okay. That went well. Okay. I can't wait for the meeting today. Okay. We're coming. What do we? We got the big story straight ahead and a whole lot more.
You sure do.
Come back, please.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.